we wanted to do was we wanted the audiences for both our festivals to kind of share in the experience of being able to attend the festivals, but also to promote the artists who are coming from both localities as well too, you know. So it's a great opportunity. Errigal's been platforming Donegal artists and merging Donegal artists for since its inception, you know, 30 years ago, as has Stendal. So it just was a natural kind of opportunity when we were having discussions with them about actually, you know, exchanging artists. And also, you know, it's very pertinent in at this time as well too. You know, the we as a festival see no borders, as does Stendal, existing between us. So it's a great opportunity for us to say to showcase artists from both localities, but also as well too that we kind of get a chance to get audiences to experience both those festivals as well.
Errigal is now well underway. Events will be continuing for the next week and a half at least. In terms of this year's program, in terms of the way it's going this year, you're happy with the festival so far?
It's been a really good start, and obviously, you know, with the weather staying dry, it's been a great bonus as well too, particularly for those outdoor shows. We always try, and you know, and it's a bit different for a 30th anniversary. Obviously, we've looked back and picked out some of the most favourite artists over those years and brought them back in to do new shows. But it is always, Errigal's about, as you say, it's about platforming artists locally, but it's also about creating new work.